Wilson! Wilson! Wilson, where are you? Wilson! Wilson! Wilson!
Headphones on.
I know, but it's so loud in your earphones. How loud? Is it loud to you, your headphones?
No.
They're just noisy?
No. I mean, I have the volume turned down now. It's only really loud when the call first starts. Like whenever it rings, whenever I first open Skype, the volume is all the way up. But then I turn it down and it should be fine.
It's pretty common. I have to do it a lot. It's not unusual, but it helps me when I don't hear it because it bothers me when I hear it.
Yeah.
So like as I'm talking, you'll hear this little faint here. You can hear your headphones playing what I'm saying.
No, I know what you're talking about, but I feel like that usually happens when someone's like not using headphones. Right?
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. That's,
yeah. But I'm like, I'm wearing headphones. So I'm like, I don't. I mean, they are open ear, but my mic barely picks up my voice unless I'm an inch away from it. So I'm just like surprised that it's picking up that.
That's the thing. That's the thing because it's been happening with Zach too, because he's so close to the mic.
Yeah.
And I think he ends up tilting his head towards to look at the screen. I think that the headphone goes right at the mic. So
I could see that. I'll pay attention today to see if we have.
It's not that bad.
Yeah,
it's one of those things that I think bothers me more than anybody else. You know.
Yeah, like probably like you're the only one that notices it.
How was your week? Good.
What happened this week? It's been chill. This week,
I think what you need to do, you know, with your space there is you got to get some big art on those walls.
Well, I'm moving though. I want to move, so I don't want to do any. I don't want to deck it out. Like, I'm trying to get the fuck out of here. Like, I just need to feel safer.
If you painted the walls green, you can do green screen. That would be super. You can go anywhere.
Oh, you know, yeah, that's funny. No, but like, I can like not exist in Little Rock for like that much longer. It's just I just have to wait until. I mean, I just need to feel a little safer about moving, like, and not contracting coronavirus and dying.
You gonna go to Big Rock next or what?
Are you guys recording?
No. Yeah, I am. Yeah. And no, just somewhere that is not here. I'm getting out of the South. I can't be in the South
Big
anymore.
Rock. Medium Rock?
Sure. Medium if there's rock, a medium Missouri? if there's a medium rock within an hour driving distance from my best friend, then sure.
Medium Rock, Missouri.
Up the hill behind my house.
Okay.
Up
I'm down.
The hill.
Let's do it. Medium Rock.
It's available. It's just a lot.
Why don't you move to the Bay Area?
Because the Bay Area is expensive as shit.
So expensive.
It's expensive as shit.
Little Rock prices to these Bay prices? You kidding me?
You kidding me? I can't even afford a window. And
it's ridiculous.
A yoga class, like $110.
Yeah, that's insane.
Wow.
I actually don't know, but I'm assuming you can definitely get that price.
Yeah, in the Bay Area for sure. That's probably probably average up there.
We're doing the opposite out here, Jade. People during the pandemic kept their big city tech jobs and moved to North Carolina or wherever.
Yeah,
the fuck.
Yeah, like Austin. No. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I work with a lot of them. Don't forget.
That's right. How many people in the Athletic relocated? Like a good amount?
Tech bros.
Yeah. I mean, a guy I work with very closely moved to New Orleans. But yeah, I mean, from what I heard, I knew guys that moved out and then back. That's also the case.
Yeah, I mean, I know a couple people that have basically been serial, because apparently on Airbnb you can rent by the month.
Yeah,
you just do a nightly or a weekly thing or whatever. So I've had a couple friends who basically have changed Airbnbs every couple months.
Yeah, no, but some of them the price is reasonable for some of them. Cause that's kind of something I'm looking into, for when I move. I feel that would be an ideal in between. So I won't feel rushed to find a spot right away. If I can rent a Airbnb apartment or Airbnb room for a month, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not terrible. And then, also just rent is falling. So there's this weird window where certain people, you know, we're getting pretty desperate there to fill their place. So they
dropped prices.
Somewhat reasonable, still expensive, but reasonable prices.
Mm-hmm. Where, you have any idea, Eden?
I mean, ideally somewhere within an hour driving distance from Ilya.
So where, he's in New York?
He's in the Northeast.
Come to Connecticut. So.
I mean, are there jobs in Connecticut?
Yeah.
It's not out of the question, like I said. I'm open to anything in the Northeast. Or also the West. That I have not lived.
Eden is ruled out basically one area of the country. Two areas of the country.
No, the whole middle and the south is
the
out.
Meat of the sandwich. She's looking
the
for
the whole middle, yeah.
She's looking for the bread.
But preferably Northeast.
The crusty bits of the country.
Where's Ilya?
I don't want to live. He's in Brooklyn. I don't want to live. I want to live somewhere where Asian food is easily accessible. And I want to live somewhere where I don't have to drive fucking everywhere. I hate driving.
Does he have an apartment with a spare bedroom?
No, he doesn't.
Come on, Ilya. Get that wall up.
Oz needs 5 minutes. Who knows what he's doing with that time? Valuable Oz time.
Probably some home improvement things, working on the house, you know, like he was last time.
Oh man, nah.
What was he doing last time?
He just said he was working on the house. Yeah.
And then we can launch into a whole discussion of who's the most practical around the house. And I think we landed
fixing
with Eden.
His bed.
Yeah, he's putting it on risers. Got to get that thing elevated.
I've been raking. Incessantly raking.
Raking in the dough or what?
Wait, are leaves falling grass. Right now?
No, oh, you got to rake. Okay. You got to rake it. You really have to. Well, I live right next to the forest, so you have a lot of sticks and pine cones.
Okay. That makes sense. I was just you rake leaves in the fall.
But a good portion of your grass will die, you know, so you have to rake out all
the dead
stuff.
Yeah, gotcha.
It's very thorough. A lot of people don't go to the extent that I would go to, but it's worth it, you know, in the summertime when the grass is really nice. Kids are playing on it all the time. So, and I got this Sunday stuff at one of our sponsors that's really looking forward to putting down this weekend because of the organic qualities of it. Usually I use the highly toxic stuff from the Home Depot or Lowe's I'm always I have to keep the kids. I have to do it when I'm leaving. Like if we're leaving for a weekend or something like that, so that they're not on it for 48, 72 hours. Or try to time it up to rain. Not that I would spray anything and let the kids go down on it, but got to be careful for that.
And I know, the last thing anyone needs is another complicated or toxic lawn product, but Sunday is more than a lawn care product. It is a customized lawn plan that works with nature. They take all the guesswork and unwanted chemicals so you can grow a beautiful lawn that's better for people, pets, and the planet. Nothing beats a great lawn. Take the time to take care of it. Your kids are going to love it. It's just like events you have over the summer with your friends or family. Having a good lawn is a point of pride for me. And if you can do it in a sustainable way, like with Sunday, you're stoked. Let me just tell you. All you have to do is go to getsunday.com, put in your home address, and their free lawn analysis tool will take care of the rest in just seconds. Super easy. Sunday uses soil and climate data to create a tailored nutrient plan so you'll get all the stuff your lawn needs and nothing it doesn't. Sunday is made with ingredients that you can actually pronounce, Maze, like seaweed, iron, and molasses, so you can grow better and feel better about it. Sunday explains exactly what you get and why, and everything is sent straight to your door right when you need it. All you have to do is attach this little pouch to your hose and start spraying. It takes about 15 minutes. And best of all, this stuff really works. I can't wait. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit GetSunday.com/dings to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/dings. I can't wait to have this product. I've been waiting for it for a while, and I'm very thankful to Sunday that they're letting me try it out. That's GetSunday.com/dings.
But yeah, it's like you got to dig down. I've broken a couple of rakes. You know, I rake so hard.
Just rake so right hard.
Like, shh. You know, whenever I go to get rakes, I'll buy two or three of them.
Just in case, yeah. Cannot say I know much about that world.
Today's
nor do
last,
I want to.
Today's the last day of our nanny, Sutanya.
Oh, what? Is she moving on to other ventures?
Yeah, she's moving to Texas.
What? Okay, that's a long move. Big move.
Yeah, her husband drives trucks for Amazon, and he's got a better gig. Got a better gig down there. So pretty sad. It's 3 years we've had her.
Yeah, she's been like there the whole time with Josie, right?
Yes, whole time.
Yeah.
So we got a new girl starting on Monday.
Nice. Hopefully Tara. The kids like her.
Yeah,
Are they excited or like, how do they feel?
It's one of those things. It's like, it's kind of nice, I think, to cycle through.
For sure. Other people. Yeah.
And Sutanya is very good with younger kids.
Mm-hmm. But they're getting to more like middle.
Yeah. So the timing kind of worked out fine. It's, yeah. They'll like the new girl. She's super cool. She plays soccer, so.
Oh, that's good. That'll be good for she can hopefully teach the kids some stuff.
Yeah, it's a good gig. It's like 10 to 5. It's good money, all cash.
Cash.
Could have been your job, Eden.
I'll just do 10 to 5 hours of yoga with the kids every day. I know.
Yeah, it's sad though. It's like sad because you spend so much time with someone. Every day I see Sutanya. You know, she comes in the house. I'm snoring away upstairs. Oh, man. What about Zach? Any word from him?
He usually says if he won't be here. So he hasn't said that he won't be here. So usually that means he will.
He's been busy with trade deadline stuff. That's all I do now.
A roundabout way for me to say that, but yeah.
All right. Well, let's what's in the. I saw there's quite a few questions, so we might as well
hit the bag.
Questions
in the bag.
All right, Vance Williams at Boys Bunch of Numbers. What's a bigger lock? Danny Ainge talking about all the trades he was close to making, or Jade loving the Knicks season 3 so he can bash the first two?
Wow, that
Wait, what
is
season 3.
The Knick. So the Knick is
I didn't
the
watch
Soderbergh.
The
So you're already out.
Exactly.
But you could sub any show.
Who's the actor there? What's his name?
To apply to Jade.
Clive Owen.
I did make it to season two of House of Cards, though.
I'm just saying we could put any show in that slot and it would work.
Well, here's the thing with a show that's in existence and has seasons, you know, already built, that's a lot easier because you don't even notice sometimes when you transition. Have you gotten to this where you don't even know that this was the finale episode? Yeah. Because you're binging and you're kind of like...
No. I mean, that just sounds like you're leaving it on like autoplay and like walking away from this.
Because I feel like you know when it's the finale.
With House of Cards. I don't really like I don't really pay attention. I have it on.
Are you second screening?
Yeah. That's why I like it. Because it's a show I can actually watch and work. Whereas a lot of other shows, I have to really pay attention.
I understand how you could get to the end without realizing.
Well, I was even paying attention. And in fact, I had thought, like, because I just assumed it was a 10-episode season and it was more. I think it was 12, 13 or something. And I thought the finale was an episode prior because something happens that's pretty big. But then it was like, no, 11. 12, you know, and then I was just watching and then I realized that was on season 2, episode 2. I was like, oh, you know,
but did that show release season to season?
I can't remember.
Cause I feel like sometimes if it's a show that releases, like, I don't know, they don't really like, if they know that there's going to be a season 2, 3, 4, they don't like make a big deal out of separating the seasons. If that makes sense.
Well, the thing was like the break between 1 and 2 was seamless. It was like exactly the where they picked up exactly. Yeah. So they go for a jog at the end of one episode and they're still jogging at the beginning of the next one. So I was just
like, spoiler alert.
So no cliffhanger ending on that one, huh? They just literally jogged right into it.
Yeah. It's a great show. It's a really fun show. It's a great, you know, it's like one of those shows like Power, like a glorified drama, soap opera, but it's good. Like, it's a good one, you know? It's not super cheese.
Yeah, I think I watched the first two seasons and then fell off.
If anybody hasn't watched it, cover your ears for 5 seconds.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler for a show that aired like five years ago.
The whole thing of him being a murderer. I love how they just throw that in. I get that it's probably a metaphor, but still, he's throwing people off trains, into trains.
That was an interesting development because I feel like all first season I was waiting for someone to die. And then after someone died, I was just like, okay, well, I don't really have any more interest in this show.
I would figure someone at that power echelon would, you know, have someone, killers.
Yeah, do dirty work for them. Yeah.
And it's funny because he has a guy who does the dirty work, but the guy is too nice. That's my one problem with the show. His right-hand man is just too nice, you know? But Vance, you know I'm not watching that Nick Soderbergh.
I don't even think he's going to – there's no chance you're going to get through the first two shitting on it to get to the third, which isn't even coming out yet.
People loved it, though. People like, you know, it's like one of those
things. Does it have anything to do with the Knicks or no?
Does it have anything to do with the New York Knicks?
Yeah.
Yes, it's actually about it's about Dave DeBuscher. The Nick. And he's just a 70s dude. Well, did you guys... There is going to be the Showtime series that they're doing, where Adrian Brody is going to be Pat Riley. Did you guys see that news?
Interesting. I
saw that. I'm kind of excited for that because they've never Adrian been
Brody,
able...
not Adam Brody.
Adrian Brody, okay. Not Adam Brody.
Okay. Just making sure.
Entourage?
No.
Who's no, Adrian Brody? Adrian Brody. Adrian Brody was the pianist. He won the Oscar.
Yeah. He has a big nose.
Kissed Halle Berry.
He has a giant nose.
Oh, that's a big... Whatever happened to that Entourage guy?
Vincent Chase?
Yeah.
He sucks, dude.
He's not a good actor. Yeah.
Not a good
actor.
Good
looking.
Not, yeah, he's good looking. Not a great actor. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm interested. I'm interested in the Showtime Lakers show.
Boss.
But,
yo, what's good?
Is that that's a dramatization though,
yeah,
or is it
sorry,
like?
Sorry, I was on a.
Don't forget to record.
Freaking work call. Yeah, it's recording. Right, and thanks. Then you know, I had to eat a snack quick because we generally go for 2 hours.
What did you eat?
So I made an Italian sausage taco.
Hey,
interesting fusion food item.
Yeah, instead of using chorizo, I had some Italian sausage in the fridge, so I just did that up, chopped
I think
up.
That's better,
right? Exactly.
Mexican Italian fusion,
so salty.
Diced up some onions, raw onions. I didn't saute the onions.
Some cilantro.
No cilantro, wow. But I did throw a couple of little slices of serrano on there.
Mm, okay.
Il Yucateca. Best hot sauce on the market.
I can't eat raw onions.
Oh, nah, it's one of my faves.
I like red onions better than white onions.
I did too, but man, onions in general, I just can't eat them raw.
I like them. They're good. Or pickled. Like, pickled onions are good too.
I watched the Seinfeld recently where George has bad eyesight and he eats an onion. And he's literally eating an onion like as an apple. No, remember this episode? And I'm like, yo, how is he even doing this? It's crazy. I do like it though sometimes. It's weird. But whenever I go to like a place, I always know onions. No, sometimes they cut them way too thick too, you know, big slices.
Yeah, I was gonna say onion. Don't raw onions kind of have to be thinner sliced? Like you really need to get the thin sliced onion.
Yeah, get the juice
like
out.
Sliced with a mandolin.
Yeah.
Captain Corelli's or your own?
Huh?
The mandolin, like the instrument.
No, like it slices slicer. Food. Yeah. Like it gives you thin slices of vegetables.
It's like a meat cutter.
I see.
You know
here.
You cut turkey? It's kind of like one of those.
Expensive, man. Mandolin's like $70.
That's a good one.
I mean, I don't have one. I just know that they're used.
You can get them for like 20, I think.
You probably get one on Amazon for like 20.
The V-Blade. $40. All right.
You get a nice thin slice, though. Paper thin. Pick it up, and it's like you can see through it.
Great to have
Mike
a
Techner at M. Techner. Who is the celebrity, athlete, artist you most regret being a huge fan of earlier in your life?
Never. I never regret anything.
It's a good question.
No regrets, really? Waz? You got that tattoo on your neck?
No, I don't regret it. I mean, it's not like... I still love Step in the Name of Love. It's one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life, you know? Like, and I don't regret it because the guy did horrible things to people. It's like the song is fucking great. I don't think
so much regret as just like my tastes change and I'm just like not a fan anymore sometimes.
I think I've grown past a certain type of fandom. Like I've grown past rooting for Jay-Z to make more hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, whereas when I was younger, I used to be like, wow, that's so cool. He's like becoming richer. You know, like I don't feel like that anymore.
Was Young Waz a capitalist?
I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Young
Waz
was like, yeah, get that money, son.
Yeah.
1%, baby.
Well, you know, because it's one thing to get the money. It's another thing to hoard it, which... Whatever, I'm not gonna get into Jay-Z's spending habits, but I don't think he's exactly spreading the wealth. Let's just put it like that. So you know, you have a different relationship to these people who you don't even know, and these things that you think are great things that are happening to them. And then, like when you're black, you're supposed to root for people to get money because the stereotype is that you're poor and desolate as a black man. So like. When you see black people achieving, you're supposed to root for it. You know what I'm saying? So I think I've progressed in how I root for the people who I root for who are like public figures. But I'll never regret being a fan of somebody ever.
Yeah. Like like that kind of goes along the lines of what I was saying. Like, I can't even think of specific examples, but I know like just certain like artists or not really actors, I guess. I don't know. Some actors, I guess, don't end up being good actors as they get older. But like, I just think that because the things you appreciate changes as like you grow and like your life experiences, like you just like don't. Like something that I used to be a big fan of when I was like a teenager. I'm just like, I mean, I don't give a shit about that anymore.
So like there's, you know, somebody, like Justin McCartney or something. There's somebody in our industry who I'm a fan of, but my fandom has been affected by learning something about him. And I learned that he's like a huge right winger. Like, not even just like, oh, I don't fuck with the lib shit. Like, I don't, you know, I don't understand the trans stuff, whatever. Like, no, like this motherfucker is right wing as hell. And it's definitely affected how I view him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm still not to the point where I won't consume the work that he does. Right. Or that I'm not still a fan, but it's definitely been affected, you know. I think that happens more so than anything.
Yeah, like you just don't see them in the same light anymore. Right. Like sometimes when you learn things about them and it's like if it's something that doesn't affect their work, it's like you can still consume their work and have an appreciation for it. But like you just don't like look at them the same. That makes sense. So
in like 2009, 2010.
Name names.
Jay, you will never figure out who it is if I don't, without me telling you. Like,
all right, Bossa Nova.
It's,
Oh.
Did I just record it?
Yeah. He's kind of,
why do you think he moved to Arizona, Jay? Not because he just used to work for the Suns. It's he likes the climate, radical. If you know what I'm saying. but yes, I think I regret being really into Dwight Howard and the Orlando Magic in like the 08 to 2011 range.
Wait, why?
Really? Why?
Why That's do I regret team. It? Because yeah, one, Dwight Howard, real weird dude, turns out.
True.
And I was like pretty, you know, championing him as like, oh my God, he's the best big man. And like the team is so sick and they're the first people to get that you're supposed to have four shooters and just rain threes all the time. And I would mess with them in NBA Live or NBA 2K or whatever at the time. And when they made the finals against the Lakers, I'm like, this is it. They're going to do it. And then Courtney Lee missed that alley-oop layup. And it
imagine
was pretty
how,
much all over
Stan
after
Van
that.
Gundy feels, you know?
Then they acquired Vince Carter. I'm like, this is it. They got Vince. This is sick. They got Vince on the same day that Michael Jackson died. I remember that. And I even purchased a Dwight Howard jersey and convinced my friend to get a Vince Carter jersey. I regret all that. So that's one.
Maze, you being an Orlando Magic,
I know,
circa Dwight Howard, J.J. Redick era fan is not something that I could have predicted.
It's just so random. Like, yeah.
Like what?
So far
well, yeah,
away.
I mean, like, Waz, you've talked about it before, how you're kind of, you know, you're not a Knicks fan, right? Like you like the NBA and you follow players. Right. And I was definitely the same. Right. And so it went like Jordan. Then it was like KG was my favorite player. So I was in on those like Timberwolves teams that would always just rip your heart out in the playoffs.
Thoughts and prayers, yeah.
Then I was with the Suns and Steve Nash. And so those guys would rip my heart out year after year. And then I switched to the Magic.
Oh man, you're like
that
me,
was
man.
Kinda, that was always kind of like always root who for do the you losers. Play with in video games is like how I made that decision for the most part.
Like
you're always rooting for the losers. That's like me.
I definitely had a streak of picking losers because I was majorly anti-Lakers when they were Shaq and Kobe.
That's like rooting for the Knicks in the 80s, you know?
I hated the Spurs so much. Tim Duncan and his layup package just pissed me off.
I was just anti-Lakers because my brother was a big Lakers fan.
Oh, I hated the Lakers.
I did like that Bad Boy Pistons team, though. That was a sick team. So that was a 1 year.
How old were you for that? And then I guess
they went to like... that's like high school is like 03 to 07. So
that was high school for you? Wow.
Yeah.
About that range.
I thought you'd been younger.
The Magic was college.
Yeah. Same. Cause I'm like within two years of you. 2 years.
And then
older,
I was dealing with a lot of Laker fans in college with the Pau trade. So it was the Kobe Pau. Buying them, Odom years. Those are rough. But another like celebrity that I really liked that I look back and I'm like, well, I mean, I've mentioned before the Bieber thing, how I was in on Bieber possibly having crossover potential. Now that did not happen.
That's your own fault.
That is, well, yeah, of course. I mean, where are these regrets supposed to come from? They're not supposed to come from anything besides myself. Yeah. I'm not like, I don't regret. I don't regret liking like a Woody Allen movie because he got canceled. Like that's not the type of way that I took this question, you know?
Yeah.
Woody Allen never got canceled.
Yeah, he just kept making movies. Match point.
Woody Allen's not canceled right now?
I mean, he's 90 though, too.
He got through it all, man. That was all happening during like the 90s.
Well, yeah, but we weren't canceling people in the 90s. Mm,
that's a good point.
I don't know.
I guess we canceled Roman Polanski, right? By
Bill Clinton.
Booting him out of the country. That's a little
Which is
different.
Funny. It's just similar. It's so similar, right? To Woody.
Yeah. I mean,
I started watching that damn Woody doc again yesterday for some reason.
You just can't quit it, huh?
I watched the first three. I just want to see how it concludes. I was like, all right, man, I get the point. He did that shit.
Does the daughter like? What's the daughter's name there? Which one is it? The main one. Did you get to the point where she has to stop her story and starts to shake? Trembles. You didn't get there, Waz?
I might have. I wasn't watching this shit like with the most intent, like, you know what I'm saying?
It was pretty big. Yeah. It was a large section. You probably didn't get to it, but I just felt like with that particular doc, there were so many strange, odd things going on. Like with the Connecticut police, for instance. It's just like, I don't know. Something didn't add up to me.
So you think they're lying on Woody Allen? I don't. I think he did all of that shit.
I mean, here's the thing. It comes down to one of these things, you know, for me at least, the way I look at things, there was never a real trial. So everything's speculative. You know what I mean? It was never played out in the court.
Wait, you think a trial makes it not speculative?
I think that if you have a trial, that all of these things come to light in the right fashion. You know what I'm saying?
What fashion is that? Like in a courtroom? Like just being on the stand and saying something makes it like more credible to you?
More legitimate.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you just have to, it's just the way it is, right? It's like.
I mean, there's a lot. Fear of perjury, but still happens though.
Remember the whole thing where the Yale doctors had analyzed her and the story and found that it was not true, essentially. Remember? So, I don't know. I'm just, listen, the first two episodes certainly paint the picture.
The child molestation shit, that's going on. Not a thing that happens.
There was two things, though, right, going on. There was the Sun Yi thing and then the other thing.
Yeah.
You know, and that specifically really bad.
I mean, the Sun Yi thing is pretty – it's not criminal. It's just fucked up.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's strange for sure. It is.
But like, pictures. I just feel like people don't just get accused of molesting children. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's not a thing that people accuse people of. Like, people might say, oh, that motherfucker was a liar. Oh, he was a gaslighter. Oh, he was like, people get accused of all kinds of shit when they don't fuck with you anymore. Right. But like,
but it was just
touched
strange.
My like, private parts when I was 6 years old. That's not something people just accuse people of.
What's always just throwing me off though. And this is just being, this is how I feel. Like all the people that worked with him after the fact. Think of that list. It's incredible. All these actors, you know? And I was always like, how is it that this guy did this and yet all these people just continue to line up to work for him? That's always what threw me off. That's all, you know?
I mean,
Hollywood's a sick industry.
I mean, where's the counterexample of
it,
though?
Isn't that strange?
No, no, it would be strange if they didn't do it, Jade. Like, the counterexample, like, show me the counterexample of people being like, oh, I stopped fucking with this person because he did a fucked up thing.
Carly Simon.
Who's Carly Simon?
She's the singer, the artist. She was in the.
You're so vain. You probably think this song is about you.
I don't know. Like, between Harvey Weinstein, between R. Kelly, between this homie, I mean, even Roman Polanski didn't stop making movies. Like people continue to work with them. Like, no matter what, people will work with you. Chris Brown, right? Which is obviously not sexual abuse, but like, you know, he whooped Rihanna's ass, right? And people continue to work with him. Like, I feel like it's the opposite. It'd be weird if people didn't work with him. If people did say, yo, this is an occasion to be like, we're blackballing this guy. You know, like, it tends to happen in the opposite, particularly
when
people think just, that it advances their career to do so.
Here's the thing. To me, though, again, it's just one of those. He did all this. You're so certain of it. Yet the Connecticut police weren't and never brought it to case. You know what I'm saying? Like all these things to me, it's just like, wait, what is going on?
Wait,
here?
So there's you something- think the cops are credible? That's my thing. I don't think the police are credible. So like, I don't take their actions as,
you know,
as an indication of making something credible. Like the cops' decision to involve themselves in something or not to, like, I don't know. I don't take cops.
I don't want to linger on it, honestly, but what I didn't know is how powerful Woody Allen was. You know, I never knew that. So powerful. All the lawyers that had working with him, stuff like that. And the influence he had over the media was incredible. I never knew that. I just thought, I always pictured Woody Allen being some like, you know, hermit.
Yeah, but that's PR though.
In East Village.
That's PR. that's what you hire PR for, to craft a public image for yourself. Like, and that just means that it worked, you know. But like, I don't know. You don't get to work that long in
that
Hollywood
thing,
and not be connected.
That thing they do. I said I don't want to linger, but the last thing I want to say is that thing they kind of get into in episode two, where they go through his movies and kind of like show you this pattern of behavior, perhaps that he's exhibiting. Where older men are kind of scheming on younger women. Dude, that is every movie.
That's true.
Come on.
That was Hollywood forever. Is you have an actor in his 40s or 50s, and his romantic counterpart is late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah. So
that was every single movie for a super long time. Do you guys know the origin of gaslighting?
No.
So there's a play in 1938 called Gaslight, where a husband attempts to convince his wife that she's insane by slowly turning down the lights in their home, like slowly dimming them over time.
This is fascinating.
I love this.
And pretending that nothing has changed and then telling her that it's fine.
So it's literally...
Literally gaslights, which is completely irrelevant to us.
No,
yeah, but like
we all have dimmers in our homes, or a lot of people have dimmers in their homes now, So you would just check the difference.
That's crazy. I did not. That's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool origin story.
Because for whatever reason, that term, I had not heard that term come up that much until last couple years.
It's the equivalent to, you know, the frog metaphor where you put a frog in water and then you heat it up slowly and then he doesn't know until he's dead. Well, you know what I mean? Where it's
boiling. I don't know if that's the same thing.
What?
No? Why not?
Boiling a frog?
Because one
you
is
know,
a...
You know what I'm talking about? You know that metaphor?
No.
You've never heard this one?
No. Boiling water.
What is the term? Like, gaslighting is like sounds kind of catchy. Frog boiling doesn't sound as catchy to me.
Are you convincing the frog that it's not getting boiled? Like...
It's called boiling frog. The boiling frog is a fable describing a frog being slowly boiled alive. The premise is that if a frog is put suddenly into boiling water, it will jump out. But if the frog is put in tepid water, which is then brought to a boil slowly, it will not perceive the danger and will be cooked to death. Everyone knew this one.
No.
Wow. No.
It must be before our time.
What is less relevant, boiling a frog or a light that runs on gas?
But the idea is that she's slowly turning it down over time to where you don't notice it, you know?
Yeah, it's literally the opposite. It's like a slow gradual increase in heat or a slow gradual decrease in light.
Yeah, but Jade, the difference is you're not convincing the frog that it's insane. You're not telling the frog that it's not getting... boiled.
No, maybe you are.
But the mechanism, frog, but the mechanism the water's is not the same.
Hot. Stay in there. You know,
it's psychology.
The water's fine, Eden.
Do we even know if frogs have enough brain capacity to be psychologically analyzed?
It says here, Eden. It says here, during the 19th century, several experiments were performed to observe the reaction of frogs to slowly heated water. In 1869, while doing experiments searching for the location of the soul, German physiologist Frederick Goltz demonstrated that a frog that has had its brain removed will remain in slowly heated water, but an intact frog attempted to escape the water when it reached 25 degrees Celsius. So you're right. Have a little bit more faith in these frogs, people.
So a couple
his brain has been removed.
A couple other casting announcements for this this Lake Show Showtime series. They cast Bo Burnham as Larry Bird, which is weird. John C. Reilly is playing Jerry Buss. So I'm in on that. Big time in on that.
Who's directing? Burnham.
I'm not sure who's the showrunner, but Adam McKay directed the pilot.
Does this Bo Burnham guy even play basketball? Like,
probably not. Well, I don't know. Like that. That's a big question for how they're going to do the basketball scenes.
Get stunt doubles. I would say
it says here, if you put the boiling water next to a cliff, the frog will jump out and die anyway. So win-win.
Well, that just sounds like the lemmings. Now we're mixing all kinds of metaphors.
That's funny.
It's like all right. The coyote and the roadrunner.
Yeah.
Always falling off that cliff.
Jake and I am going crazy. Who would win in a fight between the basketball buds and the Levitard show? Eden, you followed up here.
Yeah. What we kind need to follow fight? Up questions. Yeah.
I mean,
like full on chaos melee. One versus ones in the ring. Octagon.
Not close to a serious question.
Jake says, I'm imagining Anchorman fight scene. Either no weapons or everybody gets one. No grenades, though. So nobody can be brick and throw tridents and have grenades.
We would
and wherever we want to take it.
Yeah, I think so. I think it would be
a fucking competition. Like we would destroy them.
I don't see them as fighters.
No, exactly. Like no. They would get destroyed.
Even if the numbers were evened out. Even if it was the same number of people, because we have more people, right?
Yeah, but let's say
that our top five versus their top five. That's not even close.
I mean, plus, like, we're talking,
Is Mike a mean clone in this situation? Mike Ryan does he have to fight himself?
He's, I mean, fights himself.
That's funny. I mean, can't be on.
Who would be the best fighter of the Levitard group?
Probably Billy.
Guillermo.
Yeah, Billy, for sure.
Because he'd get his pole vaulting pole?
Yeah, I just feel like Guillermo is the most athletic. He's the most...
He's still in shape, I think.
Guillermo would be ready to get busy. But like Dan, forget about it. Stu, forget about it.
Like...
Maybe Cody, like, with the old man strength, and you know, Cody would be willing to fight dirty. Like, he'd be willing to grab somebody's nuts or whatever.
I don't know. Like, Roy might have some like karate.
Yeah, stick, Roy might know some jujitsu or some shit. He probably do MMA shit.
He's probably like secretly,
Mike too, right?
Like strong.
Mike probably knows MMA.
I feel like Mike just works out on and off. Like, I don't know. I don't think he's consistent enough.
Juju Gotti's already pissed at me. So
I saw a picture of him the other day with his shirt off. He looks great.
Yeah, he's perpetually on like keto diet, like on and off. So I don't know. I don't trust it.
Huh.
I mean, I'm in shape all the time, and I hit.
And we know Zach has a hot-headed history of getting in fights, so.
We got Zach. We got Jay King, who's a masshole, which like, you know, those dudes like live to fight. We got Dave Dufour, who knows karate.
Dave Dufour would—he's gonna spend Jesus 3 days Christ. Working on crafting like a bow staff.
Like, Dave will like build a stool, like a work stool, and like smash it on somebody's head and just take them out that way.
He'll know the exact right type of wood to use, the right density, so it won't break.
I know.
Maximum just cutting a tree down with a knife.
You know, mess with Dave. Dude, last night was so scary. I got home late, and I noticed my Sadie's and Josie's door was open. I go in there, and their beds are empty.
Oh, that's a scary thought. Yeah, that's scary.
I went to my wife. I'm like, "Hun, where are the kids?" She goes, "I don't know." And I'm like, "God damn it!" And so. There's only one place for them to be, which was downstairs in the spare bedroom, which was where they were at. Mm. But man, for like a minute, my heart was
like
racing.
A split second. That's like got to be like heart just stops.
You know, the first thing that came to my mind was that HBO show. What's that show where kids go missing?
True Detective or
the Leftovers?
But that's not kids. The
Leftovers is when everybody just disappears.
Yeah, like a few million people disappeared.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Uh-oh, is it beginning?
By the way, Leftovers. Leftovers, Maze. Overrated.
I ran downstairs. I was like.
Overrated.
I thought it was so cute, though, that the two of them were sleeping downstairs. It was so funny.
Yeah, why is this funny? Because Leftovers went from... overrated to underrated to overrated again real quick.
The pundit class, I don't know why, had just like a fucking huge circle jerk about that show. I have a suspicion that the dude, the showrunner,
Lindelof,
is very good at media. He's good at crafting those relationships. That's what I think 100%. Is happening with that. It's like a Doc Rivers type of situation. Like, he treats them like human beings, and... I think he reads a lot of his own press. So, like, they feel like he's their friend. He's invested in their work and blah, 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 blah. And so they like him. And so he always gets this, like, favorable, like, reviews. And I'm just like, this show is fucking depressing, bro. Like, make it good.
I was depressed. I couldn't watch it. It was too much. It was so depressing.
I watched the whole thing, but it's not something I ever want to see again.
One and done.
One and done.
All right, Tad Tilton at Dat Not Lit. What is the best smelling hand washing soap?
I don't
Wait, I like something with like,
this track. Is going to sound very bougie of me, but the Lalabo hand soap.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lalabo?
Is that the scent?
I know what I use.
I'm about to tell you.
I like a hand soap with like some sort of citrus. A citrus, but not. It has to be a good citrus, not like a detergenty citrus. Like it has to be a crisp,
true,
like just like something that smells very like fresh, citrus zest.
There you go.
Yeah, if you can spring for it, get you some Lalabo.
That's the scent.
That's the name of the brand.
Okay, what's the smell though?
I've been meaning to buy some hand cream.
I don't know what the smell is.
Body cream.
It smells just good. You know when they tell you it's vanilla, it doesn't really smell like vanilla eating. Come on. It's just like... It's just throwing words.
This is the most hipster-ass New York bullshit website you sent me to here, Waz. God damn it. I'm about to find out that candles here cost like $72.
Yeah, we have a bergamot 22
body lotion.
I'm just telling you.
In the picture, the candle, it looks like there's some cotton.
The candle costs
like
$480.
Jesus Shut Christ, the fuck out of here. Go away.
$23 hand soap. It does not have...
The hand soap, that's affordable. $23 is affordable. You can spring $23
for hand soap. That's all right.
It's high, but
everybody has $23.
So they're two scents or flavors or whatever you want to call it. They've got a... Basil buckthorn.
Here we go. I'm looking at
basil buckthorn
right now.
And hinoki, also buckthorn.
Here we go.
Hinoki scent is inspired by the Buddhist temples of Mount Koya in Japan, which carry all the mystical, profusely warm and mesmerizing scent of the hinoki trees.
Nice.
Okay.
See,
I've been eyeing. So I've been meaning to buy Kiehl's. You know Kiehl's?
Yeah, Kiehl's is good.
And I'm going to push the button right now because there's 25% sale right now. So the flavor, well, the fragrances are grapefruit, coriander, or lavender.
I like grapefruit. I'm a big grapefruit guy. I'm a grapefruit guy.
Yeah, I'm cool with lavender. I think I have lavender hand soap
lavender
right now.
Lavender can be strong sometimes, and it can be a little overwhelming for me. Like, I'm not grapefruit. Always in the mood for lavender.
I would go grapefruit.
Yeah. Because, like I said,
8.4 fluid ounces.
The citrus.
How long is this going to last me? 6 months?
8 ounces is like half a bottle of water size.
Oh, yeah, that's plenty. Yeah, baby. Add the bag.
The bag.
And we're back.
Let's see.
Yeah, I'm with you though, Eden. I think citrus is the way to go.
Like, yeah, citrus. Citrus. Sometimes I feel like there's been like a lemon, basil, or like citrus with like an herb. Sometimes can be a good combination, like a fresh sprig of some other herb. Is usually a winning combo for me personally. I'm not the biggest fan, like I said, of lavender or like fake vanilla because it's sometimes like overwhelming and then it's like stuck on your hands forever. I'm into this.
Generally, anything I add to my scent
22, though,
is an improvement. So
a $50 bar soap.
Vanilla is so popular.
Yeah.
It's just too sweet smelling for me. It's just not like my preferred.
$24.25. Wait. Oh, that's shipping $7. Damn.
You have to like you have to buy $50 worth of stuff to get free shipping usually. Yo, I don't buy from anything that I have to pay shipping for. Like I'm out on
I try not
for
to.
Shipping now.
I guess the 25% off gives me the shipping, so
it's basically free shipping.
Anyway, stereo
app.
Stereo Who does that? The Beastie Boys. Stereo.com. You could join the after party or the party as it is every Tuesday and Thursday with the guys. I know that Maze, didn't you just do one?
Yeah, me and Amin did a Cinephobe one last night for the Batman and Robin after party. At first, we had some issues getting the voice note to work, but then we got it to work. We got some good questions from people. Talked about favorite drops, favorite clips. One of the best questions was Emily Sargo asked, "What Cinephobe thing?" Yeah, shout out to Emily. She asked, "What Cinephobe thing do you just say out loud in public that no one has no idea what you're talking about?" Which is a funny one. And hers was poppycock. So she's just out there saying poppycock. And no one gets that joke. But yeah, it's super fun. Great way to interact with the fans. I know that a lot of people are really appreciative that we do that. And even though Amin's doing it in his car or through a Wendy's drive-thru or whatever people are speculating, we still, you know, we do that every other week. And I know that the Haber Show, I think, does it every Wednesday. There's lots of opportunity to get on Stereo and listen to the bonus content. It's pretty fun.
Stereo.com/cornpuzzle/DarthTheMean/BigWaz/TomHaberstroh/TalkHoops/TalkHoops/Travon.
Mm-hmm.
I believe so. And Jada Ramis would be me. You want to start your own podcast too. You could be part of the conversation with your parents, perhaps, you know, get the whole family on there, you know, the whole family could ask questions about what's going on with the family. But it's super fun, super cool and super easy. It's stereo.com. Download the app. Join us every week, Tuesday, Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Breaking news from Woj or Shams that he's someone swapped him for
Shams,
some picks.
From Shams, bro.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Well, you know, the internet is saying Shams got worked, oh, Woj. So
fuck out of here.
Your boy got worked yesterday, right. Is apparently the update.
Chilted. Smoked so that. Smoked the deadline. Smoked the act of reporting things 30 seconds before they're going to be known to the world.
It's a strange thing.
It's so funny.
Strange. Was that a question, Maze?
Seize upon the moment long ago. One breath away and there you will be. So young and carefree, again you will see that place in time. So gold. What can it be when we can see so vividly a memory? And yes, you say, fade away and leave a ray of sun. So gold, life is but a twinkling of an eye, yet filled with sorrow and compassion, though not imagined. Oh.